Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I've got an article to read that it worries me. It worries me because it's either part of the problem that is making women delusional, or it's the result of women becoming delusional. Like, there's just... I had to check to make sure, first of all, that this writer does not write fiction. And so her name is Ileana Pauls-Bronet, and I looked up her bio. It says she's the senior editor of branded content at Wild Sky Media. She grew up in upstate New York. She graduated from Skidmore College with a degree in sociology. Then she attended a Columbia Publishing course in New York City, then worked as marketing at Oxford University Press. She's written for BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, Women's World. So obviously, yay, girl power. But I see, I've looked at some of her older stories. There's nothing out of any of them that is parody, that is meant to be ironic or sarcastic. Nothing. So that being said, I have to take her legit that she's writing this story and this woman really feels that way. Now, again, I don't know if stories like these make women read this and say, that's my problem. This is the problem with society, that I've got my four kids, but I'm still too beautiful for men my own age to date me. Or if this is like, I don't even know what to think. Let me get reading on this thing and you guys tell me what you think. Oh, goodness. Mom of four says she's still single because she's too young and beautiful. And I have a photo for you. We'll wait for it. London-based Dawn Cousins is a 44-year-old mom of four who firmly believes she can't find love because of how attractive she is. Dawn, who works as a receptionist, has four children, 17-year-old twins, a 20-year-old, and a 22-year-old. People constantly tell Dawn she looks decades younger than she is, and even her kids' friends have crushes on her. Often people think that Dawn is just another one of the siblings, not the kid's own mother! Exclamation mark. I don't know how I'm supposed to take this seriously, because I know what's coming. In 2003, Dawn and her partner of 4 years split up. Ever since then, she's been trying to find love again. In the 14 years that have passed, though, she's been disappointed in her options. So let's take a look at 44-year-old Dawn Cousins.
Oh, no, 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 no.
They continue on. According to Dawn, people who are her age are too old and boring. While people who look, according to Dawn, people who look, who are her age are too old and boring, while people who look her age are too immature. Although Dawn says men are always drooling over her, she hasn't been able to find any real romance or love, just lust. I can't date a fat, unattractive old man when I look so young and beautiful, Dawn told The Sun. Now, granted, that other picture was pretty rough. This is also her. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to mistake her for a 20-year-old. It's just not. Also, glamour lighting and makeup and everything else, we can see again without the makeup. Yeah. Even though Dawn Cousins is 44 years old, she looks and feels much younger. In an interview with The Sun, Dawn said, The thing is, I look half my age and have men drooling over me all time, from age 18 to ancient. Dawn originally thought that young looking was a blessing, but now she sees it as a curse. She thinks that her youthful looks are keeping her from finding a suitable mate. For 14 years, her youthful looks are working against her. I sometimes wish I didn't look so good, Dawn told The Sun. Then I might attract the right kind of man I could spend my life with. Dawn says she always gets attention from men who only care about her looks and not her personality. Okay, so if your looks are all you're relying upon because men say they don't like or don't care about your personality. That means you probably don't have a very good personality. I'm just, you know, because I have friends of mine that have great personalities, and you know, their looks are their looks. But you don't hang out with somebody because you like their looks. You hang out with somebody because you like their personality. So maybe people are just not liking her personality and are only just focusing in on her incredibly fetching and unbelievably attractive looks. However, Dawn says people her age just aren't cutting it anymore. She explained guys over 40 are all putting on weight, and women have got a lot of wrinkles. I haven't gotten any, and I'm not in the same bracket as them. Dawn has been looking for love since her last significant relationship 14 years ago. I need to find my knight in shining armor, at least a man who isn't fat, isn't so fat he could fit in. Here's the thing. If I'm constantly only attracting one type of woman, or if a woman is only attracting the attention of one type of man, people see each other as this is who I'd like to date or better, right? So an average guy would not ask out probably a 2, but he'd ask out a 5 or 6, 7, so on and so forth. You know, they'd ask for somebody, or they'd want to date up, or they'd at least date even. So if she's looking at the men coming forward to her and she's looking down upon them, perhaps she doesn't understand that the men are seeing her as even. I think the bigger problem here is two things. Number one, the Sun interviewed this woman and then published a story. There is no real story here. This is not news. This is not anything. Furthermore, is this really where society is going? Like, are women to the point now where they think so highly of themselves that they're delusional? I mean, look, I can look at myself in the mirror and say, you know, I need to gain, maybe drop 10 pounds of fat. I could stand to hit the gym again, get my arms a little bigger. You know, I've been around the house too much because the gyms around here have been closed. I haven't been able to keep up with health or with my muscle and my health the way I'd like to. And then were you to ask me, well, do you think you're attractive? I could say, I like my personality, and I guess I'm average, I'm decent, I'm good looking enough. But there's no point that I say the failures of my relationships, the failures why I can't find a woman, or I don't do well in dating, is because I'm too attractive. I can't even say that coming out of my mouth without laughing, because it's just ridiculous. And even if you are an incredibly attractive woman, when you say something like this, it is so narcissistic and vain and shallow and just unaware of the world around you that it instantly makes you a person that no one wants to talk to, no one wants to be around, and no one even wants to be. I would not be friends with a guy that had this attitude. If there was a dude that I hung out with and he was a friend and he started pulling this, I'd be like, I'm sorry, man, I got to tap out. Like, you're falling off the cliff of reality here. Like, you're drifting on me. So when women are talking like this and women see these type of stories, is this feeding into the monster that is, wow, this must be what I'm going through? Or you slay, sister, yeah, you go, I'm right in the same boat with you. Are we not as a society doing a disservice to women by falsely inflating their egos and their beliefs and their feelings about themselves so far or so incredibly badly that they're doomed to be alone? And then for the guys that want to go out and date, and for the guys that want to have relationships, they look at a woman and say, okay, she's kind of like me. And the woman looks at him like he's a flea. Like, you're not even in the same realm as my beauty and efflorescence of whatever. Like, is this what's going on? Because I find it increasingly difficult to find somebody that is grounded in reality that says, hey, you know what? You're an average guy. You're pretty cool. I like hanging out with you. Let's go grab coffee. And instead, it's everyone less than an 8 is unworthy of me. Queen. Really? All right, let's wrap this up. She says, my daughter's friends even hit on me. Some of them try it on me because they think I'm a sister, and some just fancy me. Since men always think Dawn is in her 20s, she sometimes even tells them that she's 25. She considered dating younger men, but she's found that they're not really ready for the type of commitment she's looking for. On the other hand, when she's especially looked to date men over 40 on dating websites, usually, she's been equally disappointed. The guys were terrible, she said, and I look too good to date men in their 40s when I look like I'm in my 20s. And yeah, now the mom of four is thinking about moving to the United States to look for love. No, Dawn, don't bother. The United States is just the same as the UK. We're okay, thank you. Hopefully, Dawn will be able to find the man of her dreams sometime soon. So, again, there's just part of me that is so confused. You know, and I keep telling you, like, needle in a needle stack. And this is important, okay? Because I think a lot of times people hear me talk and they hear these articles and they assume I'm just blah, women bad. No, that's not the case. What it comes down to, and I try to remind you guys of this every once in a while, you may have heard it, the needle in the needle stack. You can find a good needle out there. You can. You're just going to have to crawl through thousands of really painful, awful needles. And you may never find that one, but you're going to get messed up in the meantime. So this is why this kind of attitude and personality and this outlook on life, no one wants to be around this. It's the same thing on the videos I did about Tommy. I can never get her name right. It's the same videos I did on Tommy 2 days ago or 1 day ago. It doesn't matter how good looking you are. If you have this personality and you have this outlook on life, you're going to be a horrible person to be around. And it doesn't matter what you bring to the table. No one wants to be around someone that is so selfish and shallow and self-entitled and has this attitude. Guys are just not interested. We're just not into that. I would rather have a humble 6 than a stuck-up 10 any day. I really would. And of course, we know that there are no humble 10s out there, but this is just a great example that, you know, guys just want someone that's realistic, someone that's interesting, someone that's fun, someone that's down to earth. But when this is the kind of stuff that's rolling out and younger women see this and they say, wow, she has troubles dating. It's gotta be the guys. I mean, you listen to the way that this story was written and how she was talking. It's the men, obviously. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, really, this is where we are now.